Welcome to this Health Ranger Report daily news update for September 8th, 2020. This is a new thing that we are just testing out right now to see if you like this format. The whole idea is going to bring you maybe 10 headlines or so, just some quick hits, some summaries of the big breaking news for today in near real time. And these videos will be posted on Brighteon.com each day, Monday through Friday, not the weekends. And it's just going to be me bringing you the headlines with some analysis. Now, I thought about doing some kind of big setup for this, you know, have a studio, hire some on-screen talent, have a writer write up the script, and then have this talent read the transcript. And I was like, that's just so inauthentic. And they don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, you know, you need to have somebody bringing you this news. And I know this is a tangent. You're not going to hear this every day. But you got to have somebody bringing you this news who has all the decades of experience and analysis that I bring to the table here as the editor of Natural News, you know, and a food scientist and a prepper slash survivalist and so on. So I'm going to bring you my thoughts on this, and you are welcome to agree or disagree. Either way, I'm going to try to give you the most valuable insights on all of this breaking news as it happens day by day. And I'll try to keep these short. That's my goal. So, okay, today's show is brought to you by something really exciting, Brighteon.social. We have now launched a new social media platform under Brighteon. I know this is a big surprise. We haven't announced this anywhere yet. But if you go to Brighteon.social, you can create an account and you can start exercising your free speech. This is hosted outside the United States. And we don't anticipate having to crack down on very many people, except people who post, like, I don't know, weird stalking or threat comments or whatever. We'll have to delete those. But aside from that, there's not going to be a lot of moderation on Brighteon.social. So feel free to check it out. It's brand new and you're going to love it. I'm on there. Obviously, I'll be posting on there more frequently now that it's officially launched. I think my account is probably called Health Ranger. So that's a pretty good guess on that one. In any case, moving on to the headlines. Okay, first, a third world country, Californians, ordered to turn off air conditioning to save energy. So the Los Angeles mayor has told people, well, there's not enough power to run all your air conditioning in this state because they're relying on, of course, green energy. And green energy, in many ways, might just be called black energy because it's blackout time when you rely on solar and then the sun isn't shining or your state is on fire. And it turns out solar power doesn't work through the haze of trees burning and fire and smoke and everything. You know, the sun can't get to the solar panels. So their solar energy isn't working very well. And the wind doesn't blow all the time, it turns out. So California is now descending into a third world status. Note that for many years, Californians have been told that they have to stop using water for the most part. You know, there's not enough water. You have to take a 17-second shower. You have to flush the toilet with a cup of water. And maybe you have to flush it seven times to get all your flushing done there. But Californians are living in not just a third world country now, but also in the cities on the West Coast, a lunatic, left-wing, authoritarian existence. So if you haven't left California yet, this is probably a good time to do so before it gets any crazier. All right, next story. Donald Trump demands Joe Biden and Kamala Harris apologize for their, quote, reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. So here we go. Oh my, the tables have turned. Where we used to have Democrats were all pro-vaccine, and they would censor people for being, quote, anti-vaccine. That's one of the reasons that we've been censored everywhere. And Trump was a vaccine skeptic before he got elected. Now Trump is pushing this Operation Warp Speed program to get vaccines into everybody by November 1st, or as much as possible. And then Kamala Harris comes out and says, well, I don't trust vaccines from Trump. So suddenly Kamala and also Joe Biden's on board with this. They are now anti-vaxxers. But of course, they don't get censored by big tech for being anti-vaxxers. And they don't get censored by the mainstream media for being anti-vaxxers. Only Trump supporters who are, quote, anti-vaxxers get censored. But the real question is, what is Trump's game plan here? And let me throw a wild card at you here, one possible theory, which may or may not be true. What if Trump knows that these vaccines are, in fact, euthanasia shots designed to kill people, maybe over time, not instantly, obviously, but over the next few years, people will die from it. And so he's actually pushing them into the Democrat areas of the country. Huh? Yeah, that's right, into the cities. Because, well, this is what Democrats have been begging for, is killing and violence, you know, abortion, infanticide, rioting, looting, burning down their own cities. So maybe Trump is saying, well, why not just give them a dose of their own medicine? Death vaccines. Now, that's just a theory. I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but wouldn't it be wild if it were? Crazy times. Next story. The CDC announces that students may be kept from parents overnight as Ohio sets up COVID-19 FEMA camps. That's right. The CDC says that, yeah, if there's an outbreak in the school or we think your child may have been exposed, we're going to just take your child and throw him in a FEMA camp. Remember when everybody thought that FEMA camps were a grand conspiracy theory? And many of us were mocked for talking about FEMA camps. Well, now guess what? They're going to be used as quarantine camps for students who are going to be separated from their parents because the state, of course, believes it owns your children. And guess what? In these FEMA camps, they're going to force vaccinate your children. That's right. They're going to vaccinate them against your will because the state believes it owns your children. This is what's coming all across America. And Ohio may be one of the first places to get that done. And by the way, who the heck gave the CDC the power to interfere with rental contracts? Did you see that story the other day? This is not today's story. This is a couple days old. But the CDC had announced that they were going to halt all evictions of renters and homeowners who couldn't pay mortgages. Now, what's the CDC doing involved in landlord disputes? Who gave the CDC that power? That's insane. Does the CDC have the power to tell us where we can live, where we can't live, what property we can own, what private contracts we can engage in? And now they're going to be taking your children and putting them in FEMA camps? Yeah, this is getting crazy. The medical police state is here. Next story. The UK Natural History Museum is going to review, quote, offensive Charles Darwin exhibits because of Black Lives Matter pressure. Yes, indeed. Science is racist, according to the radical left, and so is history, and so is Charles Darwin, because he's kind of like a white guy in their eyes. So any history, any science, anything that happened that involved white people in the past, Black Lives Matter hates it, and they want to burn it down. They're probably just going to start burning down museums. This is like the burning of the Library of Alexandria in history. You know, the Roman Empire just running around the world destroying everything. This is what Black Lives Matter has become. And Joe Biden even came out recently and he said, Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb because he's white. He said a black inventor invented the light bulb. Yeah, I know. You talk about crazy revisionist history. I mean, and Google's removing all white people from the history of science. If you look at famous inventors and famous scientists on Google, there's almost no white people anymore. It's all black people. Because you can't have white inventors in history anymore. No, that might be offensive to certain people who are, you know, insane radical left-wing bigots and lunatics. All right, speaking of insane bigots, American Airlines is now allowing flight attendants to wear Black Lives Matter pins because American Airlines wants to support an organization that engages in murder, looting, arson, assault, rape, attacks on law enforcement using blinding lasers to injure federal officers. This is what American Airlines stands for. So you probably can't wear an American flag pin if you work for American Airlines, because the airline that's named after America is probably triggered by the American flag. Oh, that would be racist to have the American flag, but you can have like a black power fist, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, pro-terrorism pin as a flight attendant. So this is what corporations in America have become: pro-terrorism. They hate America even when they're named after America. That's American Airlines for you right there. Bunch of corporate sellouts and frauds, as far as I'm concerned. total piece of crap corporation, along with other corporations that are donating money to Black Lives Matter terrorist operations, such as, what, Home Depot, Google, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, Adidas, Nike, just McDonald's. Just about every major corporation you can think of is now engaged in funding terrorism and hating America. All right, next story. The gym owners in San Francisco are really angry after discovering that the gyms in government buildings have been open the entire time. So while the government said, well, you can't have your private gym, you can't have people working out in a gym because that might spread COVID-19. In their own government gyms, well, they get to work out all the time. No problem. Those are open, just like Nancy Pelosi can go get her hair done without wearing a mask in a private session in a hair salon, but no one else can have a hair salon that's open. So this is really exposing how, especially in San Francisco and California, Democrats, they have no principles, no honesty, no morality. All they are is a bunch of elitists who want to rule people around, order people around, and tell people you can't do all these things that they are doing themselves. So just more total fraud, more hypocrisy from the Democrats. What else is new? Okay, let's see. Drudge Insider blows the whistle on pay-to-pay scheme. This is the Thomas Paine podcast at truepundit.com. It turns out they interviewed the former Drudge Insider, Matt Lisiak, who exposed Drudge as a payola guy who just took money to put news headlines on his website. Just took money to post news, massive payola, total corruption. And by the way, Matt Drudge has become anti-America, anti-Trump, and also pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-terrorism, the whole deal. So what a fall of a once iconic American figure, Matt Drudge. He has apparently sacrificed everything and surrendered everything. He now hates America, but I guess he's making money on the payola. So, you know, here we go. Another example of somebody who is just selling America out for profit. All right. Video, a Black Lives Matter mob has terrorized elderly white diners by chugging their drinks, smashing tables, and yelling, F the white people that built the system. So this is called peaceful by the left. This is coexistence, according to the left, where Black Lives Matter terrorists run around and just terrorizing everybody in restaurants and forcing you to chant Black Lives Matter slogans or be verbally berated. And these are just lunatics. They're just crybullies now. And no one's stopping them because everyone's afraid to be called a racist. You know? So one of these days, somebody in one of those restaurants is just going to stand up and pull a pistol out and just shoot the whole crowd of terrorists. And just shoot them all dead. Say, well, I felt threatened, you know, because they were smashing glasses, smashing tables, and being belligerent. I felt threatened. I just put some holes in them. That's probably not far from happening. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying this is probably what they're trying to provoke. They want a shooting. So then they can say, oh, see, America's racist. How dare white people don't agree to be terrorized? How dare someone defend themselves? Just like they said, Kyle Rittenhouse, they said, is a mass shooter. No, he defended himself from a number of Black Lives Matter attackers. Self-defense is what that's called. But there you go. That's the insanity in America today. Okay, last story for today. Fauci goes full pseudoscience. Tony Fauci claims that COVID-19 happened due to Mother Nature because we are out of harmony with nature. So wait a second. So this son of a bitch who funneled millions of dollars into gain-of-function research in the Wuhan virology lab, he now says it's not his fault. He didn't have anything to do with it. Science didn't have anything to do with it. It was Mother Nature that came up with it. Whoa, that's some crazy revisionist history right there. These are the people who built this thing. Fauci funded it. And other scientists built this weapon. And they released this weapon. And now they blame Mother Nature. Isn't that so typical of them? These are the same people who build GMOs, the same people who make pesticides, the same people who create the chemicals to go into chemtrails, the same people who built 5G networks, the same kind of people who built the nuclear bombs. They destroy our world, and then they blame Mother Nature. What a bunch of pathetic scum. We're still walking this earth for some reason. Fauci is a traitor against humanity. And if the planet were to really speak out about Fauci, it would just like strike him down with a bolt of lightning. like the Fauci bolt of lightning day. Be like fried Fauci bits all over the place. So he's blaming nature and, of course, trying to distract blame from himself because he is a criminal against humanity. And maybe one of these days, some of these criminals will be brought down for their crimes. We'll see. So anyway, those are the main headlines for today. I do want to encourage you to check naturalnews.com because we've got stories there on the EMP threat to the U.S. power grid, how the United Nations has now been forced to admit that vaccines made by Bill Gates are actually spreading polio throughout Africa and also India, by the way. Soros-funded attorneys releasing violent terrorists back onto the streets and so on. A lot of good news at naturalnews.com. And remember, today's news review here is brought to you by Brighteon.social. So check that out, Brighteon.social. And also, we're going to be announcing, well, actually, it's live as of today, a 5% across-the-board discount at the Brighteon store for all members of law enforcement, military, and first responders. So that's at brightownstore.com, 5% discount. There is a link there. There's a program. We use the GovX system to verify your identity as a first responder or, you know, veteran or law enforcement officer. Get 5% off everything, including our new Thin Blue Line t-shirts, which have all profits donated to police and military nonprofit foundations. So it's called Back the Blue. And those t-shirts, and we even have masks, believe it or not. If you want to have a message with your mask, we've got Back the Blue masks. So when you're going into a restaurant and they force you to wear a mask, you can make a statement with that mask. So check all that out at brightownstore.com and be sure to use brightown.social. So this is Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening today. This is a little longer than what we would normally do just because of the extra intro and everything here. But, you know, this is day one. We're trying this out. Give us some feedback if you like this format or not. either way is okay. But each day, look for this. It's going to come out around probably maybe 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time will be the rough timeline of when this comes out. You'll be able to see it on brighteon.com. Thank you for listening today. Be safe, everybody. Get prepared. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming.